And now back to politics. We would call it anything but traditional punditry from someone who makes anything but traditional campaign commercials. Errol Morris, the filmmaker, set out to discover some things about this election.
Even if one candidate looks really slimy and the other one looks like a demigod, I don't know what will happen if that slimy one comes to power. I don't know what issues he will face. But I do know that everything will continue to clunk along.
That's from Errol Morris's 11 Excellent Reasons Not to Vote, a film for the 2012 election, remembering some other moments when voting really counted.
I was living in England in 2000 and didn't get in my registration in time, so I didn't vote in Florida in 2000. So I'm very aware that my vote counts and will be spending the rest of my life making up for that.
Did something happen in Florida in 2000?
Yeah, a little something happened.
As you can hear there, Errol Morris loves to explore the psychological and emotional landscape of politics, a place, as you'll hear, where there are few clear answers.
I wondered, among other things, what does it take to get people to go out and vote? And why is it that so few people actually do get out and vote, particularly young people? A lot of different thoughts.
And do you find that young people view voting as a rite of passage, as a chore? What sorts of excuses do they use for not voting?
I don't think it's one thing. I think people vote and not vote for many, many diverse reasons. And I wanted to accomplish two things: to explore the reasons why they might not vote, and yes, to encourage them to vote.
And why do you think that young people are perhaps more disengaged from the political process than you are or someone of your generation is?
I don't know if they are more disengaged. You could ask the question about the entire country. Why, percentage-wise, so few of us actually do vote? And you can come up with all kinds of answers. As I said, I don't think there is one answer. As if you explore this subject and you come up with some definitive reason why people vote or don't vote. But to me, near the very end of my film, there's a young African American who speaks about how his grandparents couldn't vote. They had served in World War II. Couldn't vote until they were well into their 40s, and that he was voting as a way of honoring them.
You know, you do a lot of films that have an enormous impact, but probably a relatively small audience. You also do commercials that have a gigantic impact that reach enormous numbers of people. Do you think voting gives us a good picture, at least the number of people that actually do it, a good picture of what America thinks, what America wants, what America's preference is in times of great importance? You've done films on the Vietnam War. Do you think if everybody had voted, it would have changed the outcome of that event?
You don't know. It's one of those unanswerable, counterfactual questions, a what-if question. And at times, I was referred to as a cynical idealist. I might as well fess up and tell you that, okay, I am an idealist. I don't know if voting matters. I don't know if my vote matters. But I do know one very simple thing, that I have to act as though it does matter.
Now, Errol Morris, I think I've interviewed you about a half a dozen times throughout the course of my long career. No. And I think a consistent theme is this sense of detachment from subject and from issue. I just have to ask you, though, there's got to be a moment where you're talking to some young person, and maybe it was even in this film, where you just get a little infuriated with this sense of passivity and self-reference, call it narcissism. What riles you up?
I can tell you that there was a moment in this film, actually a whole number of moments, where I was deeply moved by the young people who were talking to me. I'm not disappointed with young people. I'm really encouraged by them.
Do you think they'll vote in greater numbers this time? I'm not going to ask you a question that has another unanswerable here, but is there an outcome of this election that you would prefer over the other?
Well, I voted, didn't I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
All right. So you want to talk about that? We get punditry from everybody else on this program.
I would rather have just done this video. It was a decision to make it nonpartisan because the issue was not to tell young people, go out and vote for X or go out and vote for Y, but go out and vote, period. But you did ask me, and I want to be responsive. So, okay. I voted for Barack Obama.
Man, I have achieved a lot today. If I go home right now, I'm on top of the game here, Errol Morris. One more question. Did you notice in your investigations and in your sense of talking to people that America is divided? Political channels and political reporters talk about this a lot, that we are divided. The polls seem to suggest that we are a divided, almost binary nation. Did you find that to be the case?
Harder for me to find that empirically, but yes, the country is terribly divided. And I wrote a statement for the New York Times, and it goes up in the Huffington Post. I believe today I wrote another statement for the Huffington Post. In the Times, I mentioned one of my reasons for voting. My mother died about 15 years ago, but she was the hero in my life. And I always see her looking over me, and I want to make her happy. And I know she would want me to vote.
So voting because mom wants you to do
yes,
it.
Yes, indeed.
And that's a pretty good one. Errol Morris, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And happy voting.
And I hope everyone in New York is surviving the hurricane.
Oh, we're surviving. You can make it your next film.
Okay.
Errol Morris, writer and filmmaker. He directed Fog of War, Standard Operating Procedure, many other films, speaking about voting in 2012. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.